Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Tim Hayward, food writer and columnist with the Financial Times. Good afternoon.
Hello there.
So, Tim, you've done an extensive piece of research into a culinary area we probably don't talk about enough, which is the cheese toastie. I believe it occurs across all cultures and civilizations, does it?
Oh, good Lord, yes. It's everywhere. I mean, it's one of those things. The Americans have this term food ways when they're studying food and food history, and we don't do it so much. But there's something where it almost transcends recipes. It's like nobody ever had to write it down. The idea of melting some cheese and sticking it with some bread is so cool that it crops up everywhere that we have cheese and bread.
Why is it so amazing, do you think?
Personally, for me, because I'm a fat bloke, I really like the way the cheese sort of melts into the bread and there's a kind of frying thing that goes on. So for me, it's not really a toasted sandwich at all. It's a fried sandwich where the cheese is providing the cheesy oils.
Okay, so are you frying it in the pan, literally?
Well, I think it's the principle that works. However you do it,
yes.
I mean, you can do it in a contact grill, as they call it, one of those where the lid closes down, and you can put it under one of those old fashioned eye level grills that our grandmothers used to have, or yeah, we'd even work in an Argo or an oven like that, something like that, or in between two pieces of metal. You could do it on a barbecue, but the principle is you've got to let the oils flow and the dairy products kind of combine with the bread, and then you get a frying effect.
Yeah, so you're saying whatever way you do it, it's kind of swimming in grease, but the good grease.
Yeah, I love the way you say that. Exactly that. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Where do you stand on bread? Because obviously there's a lot of people are getting very fancy now with sourdough toasties and all this kind of thing. Some people would argue that the cheaper and more processed the bread, the better.
You know, I have a long-standing fight with my daughter about this, which is I love a bit of stale sourdough. I think it's good because I like the sharp edge to it.
Yeah.
And she uses packet bread because it soaks up more egg. And she literally, she'll make a toasted cheese sandwich, but she'll dip it in egg first. And that's weird. But
hang on,
that
works. You're dipping it in egg.
You can dip it in egg too. I'll tell you the one that's the real winner that I picked up in a diner in the US.
Yeah.
So some people, they make a toasted sandwich, they butter the outside, and then they do it in a frying pan or under a weight or in a contact grill. What you do is you take mayonnaise and squeeze it on the outside of the sandwich. And then when you do that, a mayonnaise is made of basically egg and oil.
Okay.
So it fries beautifully. It makes an ever so slightly mustardy, eggy, crispy surface on it. It's unbelievable. Changes the game completely.
Okay, so you see, I'm thinking, is the mayonnaise not going to hit the grill and just smear on it? But I guess you'd have to have it pretty hot so that the mayonnaise kind of seals straight away, yeah?
It just seals. It just does the job. And it's because, I don't know, I mean, when you make mayonnaise, you have an egg yolk and it's like 250 mil of oil. That's a lot of oil and not very much egg at all. So effectively, you're looking at, oil.
More oil. So if you're good, if you're good, you can get several type of fats in there because you can get your butter in there, your cheese. There could be a bit of meat fat in there as well. And you're saying we can add on another layer of fat on the outside with mayonnaise.
Little short of a culinary genius, mate. And this is new ground we're breaking. I'm making notes right now.
So come here. It does bring us to the butter, right? So, but I would sometimes go butter inside and out, like. But is there what tends to be the general rule?
You definitely need some fat on the outside. So if you're not putting mayonnaise on, butter the outside definitely. The inside doesn't need it if you've got enough cheese going on in there.
You don't want the butter. You don't want one kind of saturated fat interfering with the other kind of saturated fat in there. No, I would say
really
to you that
neither of our cardiologists are listening really to this.
if you're making your toasted sandwich in the toasted sandwich maker, you will sometimes find that there is enough residual oil left after the first round of toasties that really you could just put the other ones into them and they're soaking up grease straight away.
You see, now there when you go for the sustainability argument, the greenness of that. I love your thinking. Well done, mate. Well done.
So, Tim, are you familiar with the toasted special? Do you have that in England?
Well, It's sort of a myth that's been passed around. I've heard about it, and I've yet to travel and experience it.
Okay, so let me give you a little bit of Irish food ways, right? So before there were gastropubs, and before you could get like a Thai curry in a pub in Ireland, right? There was a thing called some places had pub grub, it was called, and they might have a sign up saying pub grub, and it mainly meant a toasted special. Cheese, ham, onion, and tomato. Is that a travesty in your book?
Not at all. Those are fine things together. Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely go for that. Sounds like a lovely thing.
Now, often made in a cellophane bag. Are you familiar with the cellophane bag toasted sandwich? Listen, you need to get over here. Even the great FT don't know about the cellophane bags.
My God, that's fantastic. So, but that would also steam it very slightly as well as frying and crisping up.
Yeah, well, I think there's an element of it
just like that.
I think it cooked. Yeah. I think it cooked the inside a bit more as well in a steamy kind of way. So it wasn't your true toasted sandwich, but you know what? Like all toasted sandwiches, it had its own kind of thing going on. Like so, because really, it's like what's the worst toasted cheese you ever had? Brilliant, you know.
It was still pretty good. Yeah.
Do you have a toasted sandwich maker?
I do, but I also have a big iron skillet and a weight that goes on top of it. I got an old flat iron that I picked up from my grandmother, and that sort of sits on top sometimes and holds them down so they don't wriggle away.
Okay.
Do
you not get cheese out the side then in that case, or are you just happy for it to go on and kind of fry itself
I think if it goes out and fries itself, I occasionally use the spatula to sort of flip the leakings back over the top.
Okay.
And you sort of keep pursuing them and chase them. Yeah, it's an art form.
Listen, it's absolutely. We're heading into heavy science here with this. So then I would say the Welsh and indeed the French overcomplicate matters a bit. Where do you stand on, we start with the Welsh rare bit. Where do you stand on that?
Well, now this is going to cause an international incident.
Okay.
Because the thing is that rarebit is, it's got quite a lot of cheese in it, quite a lot of really, you know, good sharp cheddar or something like that in it. But the really key part of it is you're making a bechamel white sauce. But the good ones are always made with Guinness, I'm afraid. You actually pour Guinness into it, you make a brown Guinnessy white sauce.
Yeah.
Then you add cheese to that. Now, you make that stuff, and if it goes cold, it sets solid. So I tend to let it set solid in a flat pan or between two pieces of greaseproof paper. I cut it into squares the same size as a piece of bread, and then I freeze them together. And then if I come home and I've had a little too much to drink, I can take it straight out of the freezer and put it straight into the sandwich toaster.
Oh, my God.
And that's a rarebit sandwich. And it cures the hangover. This is where the science gets really, really good. There will be no hangover.
That's next level stuff.
It really is. But we have to thank Guinness for this. It wouldn't work without. So I don't think Welsh rarebit would happen without Guinness for me.
Okay.
The French came
from that. We were often back in the days of pub grub, people might have a toasted sandwich and a pint of Guinness. So obviously the Welsh thought, let's put it together. Okay. Liam Sharkey here from Wexford is texting me in. Batch loaf, butter on the outside, ham and cheese inside, into the air fryer for 4 minutes each side, the only way. Now, A, do you know what a batch loaf is? And B, is the air fryer a travesty of a toasted sandwich?
I do know what the batch loaf is. God bless, I love them. And somebody was going to come up with the air fryer, weren't they?
Yeah,
it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And they are great. They do the job really well.
Do they? Yeah, I haven't tried that. Yeah.
You just remember the principle that you're effectively frying in fats. That's the one.
I feel your sandwich would be missing a bit of character or something coming from the air fryer.
You want the character. Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
Tim Hayward of the Financial Times, you and me could talk all day. I'm amazed we haven't met before. We need to talk again. Thank you very much, Tim.
Speak to you soon. Have a good one. Goodbye.
And that's all we've time for today. You can back to all the conversations from today's show on the RT radio app. Today's show was produced by the series producer, Tessa Delahanty. Research was by Katrina McFadden and Andrew Fleming. Stephen Higgins was the broadcast coordinator. Mark Dwyer was on sound. I noticed that AIR are doing a tour around Europe, playing in full their classic album, Moon Safari. I think it's the 25th anniversary. There is no Irish date. So I am starting, on behalf of all the dads now, I am starting a campaign to get an Irish date for the Moon Safari tour by AIR. So let's finish with a song from it today, and actually back to love where we started. And this is one of the great love songs, AIR with Beth Hirsch, and this is You Make It Easy. Talk to you tomorrow.
RTE Radio Player app. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.